This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It never ceases to amaze me how plant breeders come up with some amazing choices. While I think white lab coats when I think of scientists, for plant breeders, who are also scientists, I see dirt under their nails and battered but comfy jeans and a t-shirt. Whoever they are, they've been at it again with some pretty cool 2020 introductions. I just discovered a salmon-colored echinacea. Sunseeker's salmon coneflower was introduced by Breck Flowers and is hardy to Zone 3. Its semi-double flowers start as a lovely shade of salmon pink with some soft yellow petals in the center. As the aromatic blooms mature, their salmon pink petals become pale pink and large dark crimson cones form. Pollinators eat this flower's nectar in summer, while songbirds feed on its seeds during winter. It grows about 2 feet tall and wide and tolerates all kinds of soil. If you remove the flowers, it will encourage more. I would let the last flush of flowers stay put so they'll go to seed for winter bird feeding. Calibrachoa are some of my favorite annuals to put in containers, and there's a new one with a lot of punch for a little flower. Aloha Nani Calabash is so bright you'll need shades to plant it. Calabash is the newest variety to the compact Aloha Nani Calibrachoa. It has a semi-upright growth habit to about 18 inches. It's compact and ideal for containers or hanging baskets. Brex also is offering a very unique dahlia. Varone's Obsidian is really exotic looking. Its nearly black windmill-like flowers with sunny yellow centers are 4 to 4.5 inches across and are very attractive to pollinators. It's not hardy to our climate zones. I'll have pictures of all these beauties you can ponder over the weekend. Check out GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.